Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 to 9. On this mountain the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The Sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in him, and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." There is something special about those moments around the dinner table. Our bodies are nourished by the food we eat. Much more importantly, our relationships are strengthened by the laughs and tears we share. Conversations around that table do not make the evening news, but they do help make our houses into our homes. Which is why it is so hard when the dinner table falls into disuse. When families become so busy that they struggle to find the time to sit down and eat together, they long for the simple joy of just sharing a meal once in a while. When kids grow up and move away, those dinners become fewer and farther apart. When loved ones pass away, those treasured memories begin to fade away. The prophet Isaiah speaks of a wonderful feast awaiting all God's children. Our Heavenly Father longs to have his whole family gathered on his mountain for a great feast. Just like it is for families today, there are obstacles preventing God's people from gathering at the Father's great feast. Not busy schedules, but guilt-burdened hearts. The Father is not separated from us, his children, by a great distance, but by the great disgrace of our many sins. But the Lord Almighty still personally prepares a feast of rich food for all his people. He does everything he can so that his children might join him. However, this feast comes at great expense. God sent his Son, Jesus, to reconcile our broken relationship with the Lord Almighty. The Son of Man lived the perfect life none of us are capable of doing. The Son of God shared in our humanity so that, by his death, he could destroy the shroud of death that enfolds people from every nation. On Mount Calvary, this perfect Savior died a disgraceful, painful death. Jesus alone suffered for all the sins of the world. This is how the Lord earned our salvation. This is how committed he is to the feast. As we look at the symbols of this Easter season, they point us to our God, whom we trust. The cross testifies that our sins have been paid for in full. The empty tomb demonstrates that death has been swallowed up forever. The Lord God has saved us. One day we will enjoy eternity with him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. Lord Almighty, thank you for loving me unconditionally. Thank you for sacrificing your Son to save me from my sins. Strengthen my trust in your salvation day by day, until you bring me home to the feast you have prepared for me in heaven. In your name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.